Farm worker advocacy groups are urging the state to investigate questionable responses by farmers to a survey about how much they pay their workers. More from KPLU Business and Labor reporter Ashley Gross.
The State Employment Security Department says the survey yielded responses that were quite different from previous years. For example, some farmers reported paying the state minimum wage instead of a piece rate per bin of apples picked. The department says the growers appear to have been coached by the Washington Farm Labor Association, a group that helps farmers apply for foreign guest workers. The wage survey is used for setting pay for farm workers. Dan Ford is an attorney with Columbia Legal Services. He says if the survey is inaccurate, it could result in workers getting paid less than they should be, including those in the foreign guest worker program.
Farmers who would use the program, if the program is distorted and undermined, would lower the market wages for all Washington workers.
The group accused of coaching the farmers says it advised growers to respond honestly, but that the survey itself was flawed. Washington farms have increasingly turned to guest workers because they say they can't find enough local workers. Farm worker rights groups question whether there really is a labor shortage. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.